Stay warm. We talked about this yesterday. We'll talk about it every day. You got to watch out, you know, frostbite and all of that. You don't have to be out very long. Now, it's warmer, but it's going to get colder again. So we're not done with this. Let's bear that in mind. Jeff Manasso is here, Fox News correspondent and fine WJR contributor. He's all over this story. The Justice Department has sent subpoenas to Minnesota Governor Wimpy Tim Walz, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, give me a break, and other state leaders, escalating its investigation into whether state officials conspired to impede law enforcement during the Trump administration's immigration operations. This, according to a document reviewed by NBC News and a person familiar with the investigation. But we need a Fox view on this, and that's what we get from you, Jeff Manasso. Good afternoon.
Hey, my friend. Well, it was six offices, state offices, Democrat-run offices in Minnesota, the St. Paul mayor's office, as well as the offices of Hennepin County and Ramsey County, where Minneapolis and St. Paul sit, as part of this federal investigation into what we're told is an alleged conspiracy to coerce or obstruct federal law enforcement during ongoing ICE operations in Minnesota that have turned violent, in which leaders have urged protesters. For example, the lieutenant governor a couple weeks back urged protesters to get into officer space, put their bodies in front of officers. We've seen that. And the chaos that's ratcheted up in recent weeks, where police officers have also been ordered to stand down in Minneapolis, as well as Hennepin County.
Which I'm just going to say, you don't have to agree with me, but I'm saying by having the local police officers stand down, we've had some of the tragedies that we've had because ICE isn't trained or prepared to do crowd control and all the other stuff. So it's ridiculous to tell your police officers not to go out there and, in a sense, protect their own citizens by doing their job. Anyway, I just had to get that off my chest, Jeff.
Well, in recent violence or unrest, however you describe it, we've seen police officers get involved. And but in this case, ICE and Border Patrol, essentially they're on their own to defend themselves and their operations. So the FBI served the subpoenas Tuesday seeking records and communications. What they find, we'll find out. But Governor Walz, in a statement, saying in part that the federal government should be directed toward restoring trust, accountability, and real law and order, not political retaliation. Similar statements from Mayor Frey, A.G. Ellison, saying they won't be intimidated, they won't be silenced. The White House, in response to Walz's response, says it's laughable that Tim Walz, who has smeared heroic ICE officers as Gestapo, declared that Minnesota is at war with the federal government, is complaining about division, that when he's the one perpetrating it. The White House statement goes on to say Tim Walz should stop defending criminal illegal aliens and work with the Trump administration to get these sickos out of American communities. All this amid ongoing anti-ICE protests, sit-ins at Target stores, and the recent disruption of a Christian church service on Sunday for which Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, we're watching this closely. She said on X last night that arrests are coming within hours, which would potentially, and it would mean today. She says that the First Amendment protects speech and peaceful assembly, not rioting. This administration is committed to upholding federal law and defending the rights of all Americans. These agitators will be held accountable. So we're watching the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and whether or not arrests in that church mob situation will be held accountable or will be arrested, and so we'll see. But this also on top of multiple ongoing investigations into the billions of dollars that allegedly were stolen from Minnesota taxpayers. So there's a lot going on in Minnesota.
Yeah, there sure is. And this was a gift to Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey because it took the eye off those billions of dollars that went missing. They're foolishly, I don't know, they think that no one was going to pick up on that, keep that investigation going? No. And for them, I also say when they're now all of a sudden singing a different tune about let's de-escalate, you can't unring the bell. that has already been rung by those two guys with their incendiary name-calling and things they've said that were just wrong. And that's why they're going to continue to be investigated, and the Justice Department is giving them those subpoenas.
Yeah, investigated not only with the ICE thing, but also in federal investigations, DHS, DOJ investigations into fraud perpetuated on the taxpayers there, subjects that will definitely come up, both the ICE situation and the fraud situation with the vice president. We're told today traveling to the Twin Cities tomorrow. Apparently, he's going to hold remarks in Minneapolis, as well as a roundtable discussion with local leaders. Don't know who's going to attend, but that should be interesting, as well as members of the community amid these ongoing protests and violence and investigations. There's also a hearing on Capitol Hill happening right now at the House panel, a House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime and Federal Government Surveillance, looking into fraud schemes, how they were able to occur, and who's responsible, and kind of getting to the bottom of it. Nick Shirley, the guy who blew the lid off of that Somali daycare fraud scheme, he was testifying. We also heard from a former fraud investigator for the state of Minnesota by the name of Scott Dexter. He testified before the committee that fraud networks have submitted bogus claims in Minnesota dating back more than a decade. He says that government officials were definitely aware of it. He says that he retired in his investigative role in 2019, saying that fraud cases were blocked due to what he called political sensitivities surrounding Minnesota's Somali community. And this is just one example. He says investigators learned that millions of dollars in cash from the Somali community was flown out of Minneapolis St. Paul Airport through Somali couriers. That at one point, nearly $70 million was documented to be flown out of the country, all in suitcases, which can never happen. It never happens in airports across the country. Maybe you might get away with $10,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But they've got scanners and dogs that try to prevent that. He says that this was allowed via employees at the airport. It's one of the reasons why DHS is there, trying to document employees and information. But he said $70 million was documented flown out of the country halfway through a single year, that on average it was $250 million in cash flown out of the country to Somalia from Minneapolis Airport.
By the way, Jeff, I have since learned that you can carry cash, you just have to claim it. But I wonder, what's the limit of the amount of cash you 10, can 000. Carry? Oh, it's 10,000?
Yeah.
Okay. They went way over the legal limit. I thought it could be any amount as long as they claimed it and let everybody know they had it. Interesting.
It may be more, but you know, we've had situations where we've flown out of the country and done reporting where we needed cash for major stories. Haiti, for example, the earthquake, in which we brought cash. We were stopped and we were told it was 10,000 max. Maybe it's changed. I'm not sure, but they were pretty strict and they caught it right away. So,
wow.
Personal example of how they're onto those things, but apparently not at Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. A moment ago, you brought up J.D. Vance. Gives me a chance, first time to say this. Congratulations to the vice president, the whole Vance family, with the expectation of another little Vance coming into our world. Good for them, expecting their fourth child. First time a vice presidential family has had a baby while in the White House, I think. I don't know, maybe you know.
That would be my question, yeah.
I think it's the first time, yeah.
I think you might be right. Pretty cool.
All right, Jeff, thanks much.
You bet.
Jeff Manasso, Fox News correspondent and fine WJR contributor, here with Paul W. Smith, Relentless Positive Radio, in focus on WJR.